Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding and welcome to the Boskalis conference call. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. I would like to hand over the conference to Mr. Schutteveer and Mr. Kamps. Go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, everyone in the U.S., and good morning in the U.S., and good afternoon in London and Amsterdam. Welcome to the USPP conference call following our 2013 financials. To start, sincere apologies for the confusion yesterday. As I communicated, apparently setting up a conference call is more difficult than we imagine. Hopefully, everyone managed to get in okay this time round. The attendance here at the Boskalis end, myself, Martijn, and Hans Kamps will be taking the call. Frank, unfortunately, was not able to attend this afternoon. Our proposal for the setup of the call is to run through the full-year financials, touch upon the strategy briefly, very briefly, and then close out with the outlook, which also has, let's say, the outlook for this year, but also has a multi-year element to it based on the business plan. To then open the floor for any questions you may have. Naturally, we will be providing a replay of the call to those on the call, but also those unable to make it. With that, I would like to hand over to Hans for the presentation on the financials.
Yeah. Thank you, Martijn. Thank you all for calling in and listening to us today. It's a pleasure for me to discuss the results for 2013 because it has been a very gratifying year for us. A special year, of course, with the successful acquisition of Docwise, with the second placement of U.S. paper, in which many or maybe all of you participated, but also a very successful year from the point of view of revenues and of results. Actually, it was a year with record revenues and a record result, 366 million, supported, of course, by the acquisition of Docwise, but also by a few one-offs that I will discuss when we go in a bit more detail. In that sense, I would not suggest that this is the kind of result which in that sense is totally representative. We were supported by a couple of one-off results. A good year indeed, also from an operational point of view. That being said, I'll skip to the slide number four, where you can see the numbers in the perspective of a four-year row. As said, also clearly visible the results of the acquisition of Docwise. I would like to take this opportunity to mention the fact that these numbers will start to change as of 2014 as a result of the introduction of IFRS 11, which will no longer make it possible for us to, on a proportional basis, consolidate the balance sheets and the profit and loss accounts of our associates, the strategic joint ventures. That being said, with this change as of 2014, the benefit at least is that the numbers you will then see from an EBITDA and a result perspective will be more in line with the calculations under the covenants. That being said, would like to briefly discuss those, as you see them mentioned on slide five. Another aspect of looking back on a successful 2013 is that we've been able to end the year with a net debt to EBITDA ratio of 1.1, and one could say substantially ahead of our projections. This was the kind of level that prior to the acquisition of Docwise, we had in our plans, in our projections to reach that level in around 2016. Due to a number of factors, as said, that we will be discussing in a minute in a bit more detail, we have seen a very strong cash inflow in the course, in particular of the second half of 2013, bringing us already at this point in time down to the 1.1 net debt to EBITDA level. after the acquisition of DocWise, the end of the first half year, this ratio was 1.8. So you can see we have managed to reduce that ratio with 0.7 in a period of six months. Continuing on to the next slide, which is slide six, just to illustrate that that we have a stable ordered book, and in that sense, a good starting point for 2014. Zooming in on the various segments of our business, and then I'm on to slide eight. 2013 has been a very successful year also for the dredging activities. Operationally, it was a good year. As you can see on slide nine, the utilization of the equipment was good as far as it relates to the hoppers. But as we've mentioned before, this is by far the most important category of equipment, by far outweighs in a ratio of 5 to 6 times as important as the cutters, which was a bit of the disappointing issues in 2013. The utilization of the cutters has reached a very low level in 2013 of only 16 weeks. But again, hoppers are far more important than that, and with 44 weeks, that is a very good has been a very good utilization rate in that year. Secondly, also from an operational point of view, project execution in 2013 was good. We did not have major problems on the projects in hand, so that provided us with a good basis for the results in 2013. The very good level indeed that we reached in 2013 has in a substantial way also been supported by financial settlements on projects that we had already completed technically before, prior to 2013. And as you know, we always have a stream of post-results, post-completion results on projects. But in 2013, this was quite substantial indeed. And then the result was also supported by a few of the one-offs that I mentioned at the beginning. A, in the first half of the year, we sold one of our cutters, which generated a substantial book gain, actually 18 million euros. And in the second half of the year, we managed to conclude a dispute on an insurance claim relating to the year 2007. That one was successfully completed and resulted in a profit of 14 million. So taking that all together brought us to an EBIT of 249, substantially ahead versus 2012, where I think when we indicated at the beginning of the year, we had expected a lower result in 2013 compared to 2012. Then continuing on to offshore energy, the division that now, the segment that now also includes DocWise on slide 10. Offshore energy substantially up versus 2012. Important element, of course, is, as mentioned, the acquisition of DocWise. But even if you would correct for that, and if we would make the comparison apples by apples, 2013-2012, by excluding the contribution of DocWise, we would be talking about a EBIT of, as said, on an apples by apples basis of around 95 million, which is also substantially ahead. Means substantially ahead for the other parts of the offshore energy division. That was due to an overall busy year, in particular in the contracting business units, marine and subsea contracting. Lot of projects with on average good results, and also within the services parts of the business, the transportation vessels and in particular the heavy lifting vessels, high utilization levels with reasonable to good pricing in 2013. So also in that part of the business, ahead of 2012. Also important to mention that long awaited for, but finally completed, our two N-class vessels were delivered at the end of the year and have immediately started to work on their project. One on a vessel that is completed as a cable laying vessel has started on a cable laying vessel, successfully completed already in the meantime. And the other vessel is going to be put to work on an interesting project in the Philippines. Then going on to slide 11, inland infra. Inland infra, also an important movement in 2013, being, as discussed before, the sale of our 40% interest in Argirodom, which was concluded at the beginning of the second half year, which therefore resulted in no further consolidation of revenues and EBIT of Argirodom, and that's why you see the numbers coming down to a substantially lower level, because now with that sale, which by the way generated a book gain of 51 million, as we earlier indicated, around 50. With the completion of the accounts, that number has come out on 51 million, is not included in this segment, but is included on holding level. So this shows only the operational performances, first half year including Argirodom, second half year excluding Argirodom. That means that the activities now remaining in inland infra are the activities, local activities, infrastructure contracting in the Netherlands. Talking about that, the Netherlands, that market has been quite a challenging market in 2013, particular on the lower end of the scale, the more smaller local and regional projects. Market, as said, in Holland at this point is quite challenging with the government austerity programs in place. Traditionally in Boskalis, we have a focus more on the medium to higher ranges in projects where the market is better. But with the acquisition of MNO for FAT, again we had a substantial activity on the lower end of the scale. We have used the year 2013 to integrate MNO for FAT and to refocus on the medium size and larger projects that we believe still offer good potential in the market. But that means that 2013 being impacted by the situation in the market and by additional costs for integrating the organization and refocusing the organization, the overall result of this part of the business has been quite meager indeed in 2013. Then continuing on to towage and salvage on slide 12. Basically, that part of the business where you could say it is really apples to apples. No particular movements except for the fact that we transferred the towage activities in Australia in the port of Gladstone to our 50-50 owned the company Smith-Lamnalco, but that's not a transaction that has had a major impact on either revenues or EBIT. So pretty much 2013 compared to 2012 is apples to apples. Harbor towage has been good compared to 2012. The fact that we have port operations spread over northwestern Europe, Singapore, and the southern and middle Americas also means that with the decreased traffic here in northwestern Europe, we have been able to compensate that by the good level of activities in Southern America and Middle America, in particular Brazil and Panama on the one hand, and Singapore on the other hand. Smith-Lamnalco has had a good year, strong growth. Good contribution from contracts, a couple of new contracts amongst others in Iraq. So all went quite well. Salvage has been a busy year, and results have been in line with the previous year. Then on slide 13, holdings, as I mentioned, includes the gain on the sale of the stake in Archirodon of almost 51 million. By the way, in holding, we have as a fixed cost base the corporate overhead costs and a number of expense and also some income items that we do not allocate to the operational segments. Three particular items in 2013, as I just mentioned, the 51 million on Archirodon, but also an impairment on the Smith brand name resulting from the purchase price allocation that we did upon the acquisition of Smith, where the name Smith, the brand name, was valued. In the course of 2013, we have abandoned the name Smith in the offshore energy part of the Smith business. We are still operating in the salvage and towage segment under the Smith name, as well in the port towage operations, as in salvage, as in the joint venture Smith Lamoco. But the part that operates in the offshore energy division, we have renamed into Boskalis, and therefore we have taken an impairment on the balance sheet item. And then lastly, we had a number of one-off costs all related to the acquisition and integration of DockWise to the tune of 8 million. That with respect to results. Few words on the balance sheet on slide 15. Well, the assets, obviously, we have seen a lengthening in the balance sheet as a result of the DockWise acquisition. But maybe more interesting, slide 16, the funding side of the balance sheet. Whereas at the end of 2012, the gross debt was just under a billion euros. We have ended 2013 with a gross debt of 1.2. Including the cash, we're talking about a net debt of 845, therefore an increase of the net debt position 2013 versus the end of 2012 of around 250 million euros. Relatively small increase considering the fact that we spent over 1.1 billion on the acquisition DockWise. But I'll say a few more words on that in a minute. As you already saw, the net debt to EBITDA ratio on 1.1, slight increase versus the end of 2012, notwithstanding this major acquisition. How did we do that? How did we manage to absorb such a large acquisition and then see net debt increase by only to around 250 million? Well, first of all, obviously, with the result that I just mentioned, the cash flow has been very substantial, just over 700 million in 2013. Excluding DockWise, that would have been just under 570 million, still substantially up versus 2012. So 700 million of cash inflow. Capital expenditure, and then I'm on slide 18, was just under 300 million. But with the sales that we did, as I mentioned earlier, the sale of the Kurt Ursa, but also in the second half of the year, we sold the two yacht transport vessels of DockWise, a part of the business of DockWise that already DockWise had on its list to divest. We were not interested in, and were able to find a buyer in the second half of the year. That, together with some other divestments, resulted in total in almost 80 million in revenues from divestments. So net capital expenditure 2013 just under 220 million, 218 million to be exact. Therefore, cash flow of around 700 million, net investments of 220, almost 500 million in operational cash flow after CapEx. In total perspective, and then I'm on slide 19. Therefore, you see it summarized, an operational cash flow, 700 million, 215 in net capital expenditure. The acquisition of Docwise in total in 2013 was 1,155 million. That is in addition to the 225 million that we already invested in 2012 in building an initial interest in Docwise. So the 500 million, almost 500 million operational cash flow last year. As you may remember, we did a share issue at the beginning of 2013 of 320. We generated net cash out of the disposal of Archi-Radon of 123, and that in total has resulted after the dividends that we paid last year of slightly under 40 million and some other items, and the net increase in net debt of 247 million. That's what I'd like to say with respect to the numbers. Then, as Martijn mentioned, we have spent the last couple of months on preparing a business plan as we regularly do in a cycle of three-year business plans. We did so in the last couple of months, the business plan and the strategic framework for 2014, 2016. No major movements in the strategy, pretty much in line with the strategy that we had already defined earlier, and the result of which we did the acquisition of Docwise. But we have revisited the various elements of the strategy framework, and now with Docwise completed, with Smit integrated, also defined, let's say, the areas in which we want to further develop and expand the business. And that has resulted in, if I summarize it, and we have some more slides included in the appendix, but in a summarized form, three important elements in the strategic framework looking forward, which is the focus. We remain to be focused on ports and on oil and gas activities and markets where we believe we maintain to have solid business drivers, certainly for the longer term. For the shorter term, somewhat stronger in the oil and gas sector than in the ports sector. Ports will depend very much on the economic recovery and the way the economic recovery will unfold itself in the next couple of years, but still long-term sound drivers. So therefore, we continue to focus on the market for ports and for oil and gas, with a strong regional focus in seven areas of the world. The six areas that we already had in our framework, but we have added, considering the activity of Docwise in that area and considering the plans in Mexico, the Gulf of Mexico as an additional area for regional focus. As we have expanded, as you may remember, one of the focus areas was also West Africa. With the increasing oil and gas activities on the eastern side of Africa, we have extended that area to West and East Africa. And we continue to focus on what we call value-added assets. With all the businesses we have, the core of that business is maritime assets, vessels, equipment that we use on our contracts, equipment that we use to perform services, and we'll keep to to focus on assets that, in addition to putting them to work in the services segments on the business, on putting them to work on contracts where we believe that we can generate additional value and additional returns. Where do we do that? As I said, we have the segments, and going forward, we have put the inland infra segment together with the dredging segment, calling dredging and inland infra, offshore energy and towage and salvage. We see expansion in the offshore energy segment of our business primarily because there the drivers are good. As said, also short term, we believe prospects are slightly better in the offshore energy segment than in the other two, but more importantly, where in dredging and inland infra, we already have a high market share, and basically the only growth going forward is going to come from the growth in the market. In offshore energy, the situation is different. The offshore energy market is a very fragmented market, a very large market. We have only small market share in that business, and now with the combination of the Boskalis activities, the Smit activities, and the Dockwise activities, we see ample opportunity to increase our market share. So, whereas in the other segments, as I mentioned, growth will have to come in particular from the market. In offshore energy, we see potential to add to that growth in market share. We see that in particular in transport, logistics, and installation work. So the transportation, as Dockwise does, as Smit does, and as a recent acquisition we did, the company Fairmount, transportation, logistics, and installation in the sense of installations of offshore platforms, installations of FPSO. That's where we are going to look for further growth and expansion, primarily with the existing assets, and on a selective base, we will be broadening our asset base through capital expenditure. That means that in the other areas of our business, so dredging and inland infra and towage and salvage, we're looking more towards strengthening, maintaining those positions, maintain the asset base, but no real further expansion is envisaged there for the next couple of years. Last element within the strengthening pillar of our strategy is the organization. We have in the last four years done two large acquisitions and one smaller one, the MNO for VAT organization. Therefore, we have partly completed the integration, being Smit, but are still at the stage of further integrating Dockwise. We want to be well prepared for the expansion in offshore energy. We, as we discussed before, we are contractors, which means we're also running contractors risks. We want to manage new projects well. We want to be the organization very well prepared for further expansion. So one of the big themes for the next couple of years is further integrate the organization, further prepare the organization, further strengthen the organization, as said, to be well prepared for further growth, in particular in offshore energy. That brings me to the conclusion. How do we look upon the year 2014 and the business plan period 2014-2016? As I already said, stable business outlook for dredging and inland infra, stable business outlook for towage and salvage, selective, modest growth in offshore energy. Again, we want to be well prepared for that, as I mentioned before, also in the roadshow. We do not consider ourselves an acquisition machine. we want to grow in a responsible, careful way. So selective, modest growth in offshore energy with a focus on transport, logistics and installation. Selective capital expenditure for that, which brings us to the point that we believe our capex in the next three years could stay and should stay with in line with depreciation and amortization, and that's around 800 million. That does exclude opportunities there may be in acquisitions, but those will be, as I said, just we do not anticipate that to be major acquisitions, but that may be smaller acquisitions, as the one that we just did with the Fairmount company, a transaction that was closed a couple of weeks ago, 5 anchor handling tugs, a transaction in the order of, from an asset perspective, around 120 million, million euros, bringing, in addition to five assets, also a nice base workload order portfolio and a running business. Those type of opportunities may arise in the next couple of years. We will look seriously at and are not included in this capex number. The balance sheet will remain to be solid. Our target area for net debt to EBITDA is, as mentioned before, the 1 to 1.5 net debt to EBITDA. And looking at that, looking at the way we look at our business for the next couple of years, the capex, as I just mentioned, without doing anything and maintaining the existing dividend policy, we would expect to remain at the lower end of this range as we had at the end of 2013. We may be even moving beyond that level. Considering the balance sheet structure, we have come to the conclusion that with Handsight, the share issue that we did in 2013 would probably not have been necessary, and therefore we intend to basically repurchase those shares over the next three years. Doing that will keep us within the range of 1 to 1.5 net debt to EBITDA. That's, I think, what I would like to say about the year 2013 and our prospects for 2014-2016. Martin?
Thank you, Hans. And I think with that, I'd like to request the operator to open the call for any questions you may have.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll start the question and answer session now. To be registered for the question and answer session, please press star 1. I repeat, for additional questions or remarks, please press star 1. The first one is Ms. Moa Lundberg. Go ahead, please.
In the call. I'd just like to ask a question on where you see the geographic trends going. I mean, which areas are the orders currently coming from? And in relation to that, how much activity do you currently have in Russia? And is that something you'll continue to look at given the current political situation there?
Well, to start off maybe with that last question, we have a project in the portfolio, a sizable dredging contract in the St. Petersburg area, an area that we have been working quite regularly over the last couple of years. We obviously closely follow the situation with Russia. So far, we haven't started the project yet. It is going to start in the next few months, I believe. We will assess, of course, closely follow that situation. I think currently we don't have the expectation that how that situation develops will have an immediate impact on this project. As you probably know, business is still all quite as it was in Russia. But obviously things can happen there. and we will give that due regard. I mean, we have secured payment risk on this project, but we'll have to see how things develop. But again, so far, considering the current situation, no reason yet to expect that this project will not start. With respect to the geographical business, as I said, we have seven focus areas. If I just mention them, they are northwestern Europe, from the ports and from the oil and gas perspective. And from the oil and gas perspective, this is primarily North Sea, where there is still a lot of activities for the various parts of our business. We see that as a stable area, within some of the areas as the economy. Improves. That may further improve. Looking at the other areas is Southern America, as I mentioned, the Gulf of Mexico. Both areas important from an oil and gas perspective, and we see business modestly growing in those areas. Same applies to Western and Eastern Africa, to the Middle East, and then to the Far East. In that sense, I think we have a pretty balanced. And if you look at the graphs that we have included in our annual report, I think it's on page 33, a very well balanced portfolio from a geographical point of view. And I, at this point, don't expect any major changes there going forward.
Okay, thank you very much. And can you just give a comment on the competitive dynamic at the moment with Van Oord, Jandernul, and Dimi? You know, are there enough projects around to, you know, satisfy everyone, and how are prices looking?
I think, let's say, from a volume perspective, the market is still quite solid, but from a supply perspective, looking at the amount of equipment available, there is still room in that market for further growth. But as said, we don't expect that volume to grow substantially the years ahead. But that is pretty much in line with the situation as we have seen it the last couple of years. So that means the market is competitive. We expect that market to continue to be developed in a stable way, which means competitive, which means pricing levels, and then it depends really upon the situation and the placement of parties for a particular job. Sometimes prices are better than on other jobs, but all in all, it's quite stable. But as I mentioned when discussing the performance in the dredging segments, I would not suggest that it's the kind of EBIT margins as we've seen in 2013, where I mentioned a number of factors have helped us reaching very high EBIT margins. Current market is not generating that kind of margins on new projects, but again, that's not been the case already for a while, and we don't expect that situation to really change versus the situation we're currently in and have been in for a while. But it means we're not envisaging, let's say, a return to the periods until a couple of years ago, so the years 2006, 2008, 2009, of which we still see. By the settlement of all projects, some contribution to results, but we will not within the foreseeable future expect to be back to those kind of levels. So all in all, competitive, sometimes aggressive pricing, but all in all, quite stable.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question is from Mr. Jeff Antwood. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, thank you guys again for setting the time aside to talk with us. Really appreciate it. I'd like to step back to the Russian question one more time. Can you put in perspective that if this project goes forward, how big that would be relative to that, you know, as a percent of revenues in any given year for the next couple of years? And how much is it currently in the Russian area?
Outside of this project, the level of revenue is almost nil in the Russian area. We have only one major project. That's the project that I just mentioned. That's a project that will have a total duration of two years, and on a per year basis, we're talking of a few percent at least in total revenue terms. It will not, if that project would be terminated prematurely or would not even start, will not have a material impact on revenue or on results.
We disclosed the amount of the initial contract.
The initial contract was, I believe, 160 or 170 million euros over a two-year period. We may not be doing all that work ourselves. So we will have a subcontractor probably involved on that work. So in that for the utilization of our equipment, whether or not that project continues will not make a major difference. But obviously, one of the things that we will have very careful on the radar, we will not get stuck, and that's why I mentioned it before. Of course, as we always do, is take due consideration and due regard. But that even begins if we do business at all in Russia, is that we get paid for the work we do. Do not. Sorry, I correct the 160, 170. Actually, it was 130. Sorry, it was 130 million. So that is 65 over 2 years. But not all of that work will maybe done completely by us. Don't forget that we work with ships. Therefore, if the situation would let's say escalate and get to the point that we may have problems executing the work further, we can demobilize equipment rather quickly from the site.
Okay, that's very helpful. I appreciate that. As you looked and held your dividend and are moving to the share buyback, do you anticipate staying at the current dividend level in your kind of 3-year strategy and more look for share buyback opportunities rather than increasing the dividend?
We will maintain our dividend policy, which is to pay out between 40 and 50% of the profit. And whereas in 2012 we were at the higher end of that scale, as you may have seen, with maintaining the dividend for 2013, notwithstanding the high result, we're now at the lower end because of, as I said at the beginning, that 366 was supported by a number of one-offs. So therefore, we have not increased the dividend, but maintained the dividend at the level of last year, bringing us down to the lower end of the 40 to 50% range. And we will maintain that range going forward. We have not made a change and will not, in that policy, and don't expect at this point in time to make a change during the three-year period. The other part of the dividend policy is to give shareholders a choice in either taking up stock or receiving dividends in cash. Experience there is that around 2/3 to 70% of our shareholders take up dividend in stock. So also, therefore, we will continue doing so because also there are quite a few investors who have a preference in doing so. So in that respect, we do not anticipate any difference in the three-year period. The only thing that we will do, as I mentioned, is intent to buy back the around 10 million shares that we issued at the beginning of 2013 to finance the acquisition of DocWise, to take those shares out of the market again.
Okay, thank you very much, and congratulations on a great year.
Thank you.
For additional questions or remarks, please press star 1. Repeat, for additional questions or remarks, please press star 1. No additional questions at this moment. Please continue.
Okay, if there are no more more questions, I would like to thank everybody for taking the interest and calling in.
Thank you, Hans. And again, from my side, Martijn here, if there are any questions subsequent, please feel free to reach out. We will be circulating the replay call probably in view of time here, probably Monday morning our time. And once again, wish you all a very good weekend and thanks for dialing in.
And hoping to talk to you again in about 6 months' time. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference call. You may now disconnect your line. Thank you.